of 18 degrees, Charles.
Helen, thanks very much indeed. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 1st of August. The general synopsis at midnight, high Seoul 1022, expected Wales 1020 by midnight tonight. Low 225 miles northeast of Faroes 998, moving away slowly northeastwards. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, south at Sierra. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in Viking. Rain or showers, thundery at times, moderate or good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. West or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in 4th. Showers, mainly good. Fisher, North German Bight. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5, showers, good. South German Bight, Humber. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later in Humber, 3 or 4, mainly fair, good. Thames, Dover. Variable, becoming northeast later, 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery at first in Thames, good. White, Portland, Plymouth. Northerly or northwesterly, veering northeasterly later, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in North White and North Portland. Fair, good. Biscay, southeast Fitzroy. Northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times. Mainly fair, good. Northwest Fitzroy, West Seoul. Southeasterly, 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 in west. Rain in west, moderate or good, occasionally poor in west. East Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly, 3 or 4 later. Showers at first, good. Irish Sea, west or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 3 later. Showers in north until later, good. Shannon, variable 2 to 4, becoming east 4 to 6, then cyclonic 5 to 7 later. Fair, then rain, good, becoming moderate, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. West or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Bailey. Showers, mainly in Hebrides and Bailey. Good, occasionally moderate in Hebrides and Bailey. Fair Isle, Faroes. Westerly or northwesterly, 4 or 5, increasing 6 later in north. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery at first in north, good, occasionally moderate. East, southeast Iceland, northerly or northwesterly, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 for a time. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. West, southeast Iceland, variable, 3 or 4, fair, good. And now here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 0400 today, the 1st of August. Tyree Automatic, west by north, 3, 11 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest, 3, more than 38 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Lerwick, west-southwest, 5, recent rain, 16 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Lucas, west by south, 3, 19 miles, 1,015, now falling. Bridlington, west, 3, 1,018, steady. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by east, 3, 11 miles, 1,018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north-northwest, 3, 11 miles, 1,018. Jersey, north, 3, 13 miles, 1,020, steady. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north-northwest, 4, 1,021. Scilly Automatic, west-northwest, 2, 12 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Valentia, east-northeast, 1, 22 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, west, 1, 16 miles, 1,018, steady. Malin Head, west, 5, 24 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Saturday the 1st of August. The general situation, a showery west to northwesterly flow will persist across northern waters through Saturday and into Sunday. To the south, high pressure will remain in place, though it'll decline during Sunday as a new area of low pressure approaches from the southwest. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly, 4 or 5 at first in east, otherwise westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest, veering west, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Firth of Forth. Showers, good, occasionally moderate in north. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest, 3 to 5. Showers until later, good. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West, becoming variable for a time, 3 or 4. Showers at first, good. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable, becoming mainly northeasterly later, 2 to 4. Showers at first, good. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northerly at first in west, otherwise variable 2 to 4, then becoming northeasterly later. Mainly fair, good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. North 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or 4, then northeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable, becoming north or northeast 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest, becoming variable at times, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 for a time in Bristol Channel, then becoming east, 3 or 4 later. Showers at first, good. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Westerly, backing southwesterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 for a time in north, then becoming variable 3 or less later. Mainly fair, good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West, backing southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers until later, good. Isle of Man, west, backing southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 later. Mainly fair, good. From Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. West or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers at first, good. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers until later, good. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers until later, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate until later. And finally, Shetland Isles. West, 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin, and it brings the time to 5:43 here on BBC Radio 4. That means it's time for Prayer for the Day with the Reverend Carolyn Skinner.
Good morning. Just over 2 weeks ago, I was glued to the TV, like millions across the world, to watch England as they bowed out of the World Cup in their semi-final match against Argentina. It was a night of disappointment and heartbreak for England players and fans alike. Sadly, football would not be coming home, although it did go home for Spain. As the cameras panned the emotional faces on the pitch and around the stadium on that Wednesday night, there was one player whose response stood out. Images circulated on social media of England player Mark Geyi on his knees in prayer, acknowledging God in the midst of defeat. He is one of many footballers in the World Cup who have publicly displayed their Christian faith. For these young footballers, God is not a lucky charm. Prayer is not a superstitious act, and it certainly doesn't guarantee a win. They remind me that God is worthy of thanks and praise, regardless of whether my prayers get answered in the way that I want. Psalm 34 encourages me to praise the Lord at all times. God is the one I turn to when faced with disappointment or when celebrating success. His love for me is not dependent on my performance or achievements. He does not change, his character is consistent, and my faith in him is for the valleys and the mountaintops. Loving God, I thank you that you are with me in my disappointments and my joys. Whatever this day brings to me, may I know that I can bring it all to you. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with the Reverend Carolyn Skinner. In 20 minutes or so, the nature writer